associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of our Catholic Community of Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on the northwest side of Chicago. And co-host is Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Nick, on this Monday morning.
Good morning, Father Greg. It's great to be here.
And we have a wonderful program lined up with tremendous award winners. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago. Time coming up on 9:01 on this Monday morning. And our guest in the studio, we'll have a guest later on by the phone, is from St. Anne's in Barrington, Sister Anne Bush, principal. Good morning, Sister Anne.
Good morning, Father Greg. How are you today?
Very fine, thanks. And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And also joining us in studio is from St. Lawrence O'Toole in Matson, Miss Patricia Freilich, principal. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Father. Fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing very well on this Monday morning. Also joining us in studio from St. Thomas of Villanova in Palatine, Mr. John LaRoche, principal. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Father, and thank you for having us all here this morning.
Thank you very much. And also, we'll be joining us a little bit later on the phone. We'll be from St. Teresa in Palatine, Mrs. Dorothy Abersold, the principal. But you are here today because you have received a prestigious award, and I'm going to read this. Our program today features four of our schools that were named No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon Schools by the U.S. Department of Education. This year, four out of the 15 schools being honored statewide are from the Archdiocese of Chicago, and these are the only private schools in Illinois to receive this distinction. Nick, this is truly an incredible, prestigious award. And maybe we can let all our listeners know, what is the No Child Left Behind program all about? If someone were to say to you, Nick, I've never heard of this, or I've heard of it, I don't have a clue what it is. What is it, and what are the criteria to be eligible?
Well, first of all, I want to offer again my congratulations to these leaders of the four schools, and certainly to the tremendous staffs that they have. They really have to work hard. This is not something you get by virtue of sitting back. You have to really aggressively go after it and really have some excellent programs and excellent staff. So my hats off to all of them. Fantastic. The No Child Left Behind program is the Department of Education's comprehensive educational program for the schools in the United States. And it involves a lot of different programs, like Title I for reading and you know, for disadvantaged students, economically and educationally deprived students. It has other provisions like Title II, Title III for libraries and professional development and things of that nature. So it's the administration's comprehensive educational program for the schools in the United States. Then there is a section which talks about trying to identify those schools that are really what we call blue ribbon schools. They're schools that are practicing tremendous kinds of programs that really benefit children in an extraordinary way. And there's two basic groups of schools. Those that are serving a particular group of kids, like 40% who are disadvantaged, or those schools that are demonstrating a tremendous growth in their academic performance as measured by standardized tests.
So those are the two criteria to be a No Child Left Behind program Blue Ribbon recipient.
Yep.
Is, again, either 40% of the school to be disadvantaged, mm-hmm, or the school to be in the top 10%.
That's correct.
Academically.
Academically. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have demonstrated a high level of academic achievement, and that's what our schools are. That's the category our schools are
and
in.
So out of the 15 schools chosen in the state of Illinois, four of them are from the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're the only private schools in the entire state,
yes,
that are recipients.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's an incredible achievement. And maybe Sister Anne, principal of St. Anne in Barrington, what did you do to lead up to this award? Whether it's papers to be filled out or interviews that were done, what, give us kind of the process.
Yes, there's an application, and the application is quite lengthy. And what I did was I said to the teachers, I would like to try for this. Would you be interested? So I had gathered a group of 8 or 9 teachers to work with me and took the application and said, who would like to do this piece? Who wants to do the curriculum piece? Who wants to do the background on the school? Who wants to do the testing piece? And so we would meet on a weekly basis and go over the pieces that we had as a draft, read it over, go back, make some improvement, talk to the other faculty, come back together. And then the final document, one of the teachers was very good at writing because the format of the application has to be really followed as far as margins, how many lines on a page, how the test scores are put in the application. And then we sent it off. But we have to go through another whole process. We don't go directly to the Washington, to the Department of Ed. We go through CAPE, which is the acronym for the Council of American Private Education. And they, out of all the non-public schools, private, Catholic, and so on, need to apply through them. And then they choose 50 schools that then go on to Washington.
So which means you're saying, Sister Ann, is when you apply to CAPE, they could have stopped it right then and there if you weren't one of the 50 chosen, and it ends there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, Patricia Freilich, principal at St. Lawrence O'Toole in Matson, again, a similar process with your entire faculty?
We got input from our faculty, but basically my assistant principal, Jill Carlson, and I worked on this. Basically my assistant and I worked on this. We got input from the teachers. Again, like Sister Ann said, it is a whole process, and it is very detailed. So Jill was the one, my assistant Jill, was the one who kind of went through it and made sure that everything was in the proper format and so forth.
So I get the impression, Pat, this was many hours of work.
Oh, by far.
And really for then your assistant principal and for you, it almost took on a life of its own.
Right. It did for a long time. And we got input from the teachers, needless to say. But the first time, we tried it the previous year, but we were not, when we sent it out to CAPE, but it wasn't accepted because we forgot to put in one piece of paper.
Hold it. Time out. It never made it past Kate because you forgot
one sheet of
piece
paper.
Of
right.
Paper.
Right.
And Dr. Wilson Overton is shaking his head saying they are tough.
They look for reasons to eliminate you.
So wow. You really sounds like the seminary from 50 years ago. Wow.
So this year we have it from last year, so this year we just fine-tuned it, we updated it, we made sure we sent in the paper, and we were selected.
And how about John LaRoche from St. Thomas of Villanova and Palatine?
Well, I'm here probably under false pretenses because I'm the new principal at St. Thomas.
Well, congratulations. First year?
Yes. Rookie there. I had been the principal at Leonard in Berwyn previously, so I certainly have been around the process. And it is a process, and it's a process that takes total teamwork from everybody at the school. I would be remiss without saying that Kathy Carlson, the previous principal, was very instrumental in it, and also Mary Claire Walsh was one of our parents who was extremely helpful and key in the writing of the document. They have all done a great job.
We're going to do is we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today, Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilson-Novich. We are taking phone calls at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Maybe you are a parent of one of the schools or maybe you have a question for one of the guests here. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Did you know that more than 55% of high school students are saving sex for marriage? Over the past decade, our nation has seen a huge increase in teen chastity rates, thanks to programs like the Chastity Education Initiative of the Archdiocese of Chicago. A teen wrote,
I really enjoyed this speaker. He touched my life more than I could have ever imagined. His talk changed me from the inside out.
Support what Cardinal George calls one of the finest chastity education programs in the nation at our annual benefit dinner. Join Cardinal George and inspirational speaker Gianna Jessen, a young woman who almost lost the gift of life before she was born at the hands of an abortionist. Doctors predicted she would never walk, but last year, Gianna completed her first marathon. Join us Saturday, November 18th at the Drury Lane. For reservations, call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with co-host Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And our topic today is recipients of the No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School winners. And our guest in studio, Sister from St. Anne's in Barrington, Sister Ann Bush, principal, and also with us in the studio is Mr. John LaRoche, principal of St. Thomas of Villanova, and also St. Lawrence O'Toole School in Matson, principal, Miss Patricia Freilich. Again, welcome back. And Nick, a question for one of our recipient winner principals.
Well, a comment first. I think that when we have schools like these four that are being recognized, not only are they being recognized, but also it is certainly a strong testimony to the level of education that we're able to offer our children in all of our schools. Over the past about 20 years, there's been, besides these four, there's been 28 other Catholic schools of the Archdiocese who have also received this honor.
Now, Nick, let me just say that the recipient or recipients last year, St. Alexander School in Palos Heights, and also last year, St. Damien School in Oak Forest, in 04, Infant Jesus of Prague in Flossmoor, and St. Alphonsus Liguori School in Prospect Heights, just to name a few, over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and I think that is really a tremendous tribute to the tremendous leadership we have in our schools and the great job that our teachers and staffs do. So I just want to make that comment. I also would maybe, you know, this process is rather involved, and it would be interesting to hear from our three schools represented here in the studio about the involvement of two groups, very important groups in the school. One would be the teachers, how they plugged into this whole process, and also how the parents were involved in the process. So, Sister, you want to start out?
My whole faculty was involved. We had the committee that was working together, but they went to the faculty and talked with them. And we also got some of the board members that were at our school involved, and some of the moms who volunteer were also giving some input. So we really had everybody giving some kind of input to put this document together.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, you know, at all the Catholic schools, and St. Thomas is no different, is the tremendous support we get from all the volunteers. If it wasn't for them, we would obviously have a much more difficult time to make our schools the Blue Ribbon winners that they are. And as I mentioned before, Mary Claire Walsh was very instrumental on our committee, along with several other parents, that really put together a lot of the time in actually writing the document. Many of our volunteers, especially our moms, have professional backgrounds, and we certainly take every opportunity to take advantage of their expertise whenever we can.
And how about for a pet?
Like I said, my sister and Jill and I did a lot of it, but we got input from the teachers, needless to say. If parts would be done, they might look it over and give us their input. I also showed it to the school board, which are parents in our school, so they had an input in that respect also.
So really, it's the type of thing, in order to pull this off, even with all the paperwork, you needed the cooperation of both faculty and parents, because it seemed like a tremendous amount of paperwork to get to even get it to CAPE before CAPE moved it on. We're going to go to the phone calls, and we have on the phone Marisol, a proud parent of St. Lawrence. Marisol, good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning. I just want to say that I'm very proud of sending my children to St. Lawrence O'Toole. It's a wonderful school. The staff, the teachers, the parents, the students, it's just amazing.
Now, how many children do you have in school, Marisol?
I have two, one in kindergarten and one in second grade.
Oh, so with
you'll be around for a while.
Yes, I will.
And the thing is now, in this whole thing as was being developed, were you aware that St. Lawrence was in the running, or did you not have a clue until after you learned they were a winner?
Well, unfortunately, I did have a clue. Sorry to all the parents that are listening, because I was on the school board. So it was a wait, and it was worth the wait.
Well, I think that's tremendous. And to see parents like you, Marisol, who are supportive of the school and the parish, it's all of us working together and praying together. And as Dr. Wolfsonovich always says, the education is a faith-based education. But I just want to say congratulations to you, Marisol, as a parent from with children at St. Lawrence O'Toole and Manson. And thank you very much for calling Catholic School today. And God bless you and have a wonderful week.
And thank you for your contribution to the school by serving on the school board.
Thank you.
Which is no easy task.
That's for sure.
The thing is now, in doing this whole process for this program, were there any glitches you ran along the way? Like, sometimes you begin a project and say, this is too much, or you're going to throw the towel in, because anything worthwhile takes hard work. And sometimes there can be glitches. Like, for example, Pat, you mentioned you did the whole process a year ago. You forgot one piece of paper, and it was stopped.
Right.
So you could have said, well, forget it for this year, but then you went and did it again.
Last year when we were told that we weren't accepted because of that one piece of paper, I think we were very disappointed. But then this year we said, you know what, we're going to try this again. And why not? We had most of it done. All we had to do was update. And so we said, we have a great school, so let's go ahead and try this again. So we sent it in, and we were very fortunate to have it happen, that we got it the award this year.
We are taking phone calls again here on Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Maybe another parent out there who is a recipient from your particular school, or a question for one of our guests this morning.
Of course, the No Child Left Behind Department of Education, U.S. Department of Education, calls the schools to Washington to give them an award, and that was last this week.
Yes, Friday.
Last Friday. That's last Friday. That's
so
Friday.
All of you were in Washington, D.C.
Yes, last Friday.
I wonder if you could just give us some of your impressions of that experience.
It was a wonderful experience. I felt that you wish you everyone could be there.
Where was it held in Washington, D.C.?
It was held at the Washington Hilton.
Wow.
In Chicago. In Washington.
In Washington, D.C.
We went in early. We went in on Wednesday. We had to be there by 2 o'clock because we were one of three Catholic schools who made presentations. There were 24 altogether, and we were one of three.
What do you mean you made presentations?
Several months ago, I think it was like in March or April, we received an email from the Department of Ed and said if we wanted to propose a presentation, we should send it in. And then after we received the award on September 22nd, we got an email shortly after that said there were a lot of people who sent in presentations, and they could only choose 24, and we happened to be one of them. And we presented on professional portfolios for teachers' evaluations and how it encourages active learning for your students.
So you made a presentation to a particular group?
To the people that were there for Blue Ribbons, for the participants.
How many were there?
There probably was close to 600.
Yeah.
We're talking about, we're going to take a break here on Catholic Schools Today. Time coming up on 9:19 on a Monday morning in Chicago. This is Catholic Schools Today, again, Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sakwas, along with Dr. Nicholas Wolfsonovich, in a room full of prestigious winners from the particular schools. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute, and do not touch that dial.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
Here's Bishop Joseph Perry, Auxiliary Bishop of Chicago and Chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on African American Catholics.
Friday, December 1st is World AIDS Day. While we are called to pray and care for our sisters and brothers infected with the HIV and AIDS virus, this day especially gives us an opportunity to gather with others throughout the world to bring attention to this disease that has impacted our communities in pandemic proportions. An alarming number of African American adults and young adults are being infected with the disease, and unlike other terminal illnesses, HIV is 100% preventable. Know the facts about how one acquires the disease and how making informed choices can prevent the contraction and therefore the transmission of this disease. And remember, if it infects one of us, it affects all of us. This is Bishop Joseph Perry wishing everyone the best of health for both your physical and spiritual life. God bless.
And welcome back to Catholic School Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago, 921. We are taking phone calls at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. And we are with three principals in studio who are the recipients of the No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School winners. And we have with us from St. Anne's in Barrington, Sister Ann Bush, from St. Lawrence O'Toole in Matson, Miss Patricia Freilich, and from St. Thomas Villanova in Palatine also, Mr. John LaRoche. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we have an eighth grade teacher from St. Lawrence in O'Toole in Matson, Miss Jaborowski. And the question is, are you supposed to be teaching right now?
Tell Miss Freilich, this is my plan period. My class is at music right now, and I was all by myself. I was all by myself, Pat, so I came into Mrs. Clough's room, my partner, because she has the seventh graders, and I didn't want to be by myself to listen to all this wonderful news. We are so thrilled, Father, about this. Mrs. Clough and I teach the eighth grade, and they're at specials now and with their other teachers. So we have the seventh graders. So we're sitting here, and they are so excited. They're just thrilled about this, and we are, a lot of us have been here a long time. Pat's been here a long time. This just means so much to all
of us.
Now,
Linda, let me ask you this. What does this mean to you as a teacher and the faculty?
Oh, my gosh.
What does this award mean?
I don't even know if I can put it in words. I think it's made all of us feel so good, and I think there's a little bit more validation for us to know that the children have done so well in the time that we've been here, and they do. They go above and beyond. A lot of them are overachievers. It's wonderful. It just makes us feel really good that we've helped them along the way to achieve this. But they are really excited. Can they just?
I was just going to ask that question. What are the kids? What are the reactions of the kids?
Here's the reaction of the students.
Don't tell me that's the entire faculty in the background.
No. And on cue, they got very quiet. Did you notice that? Put up my finger, and they all got quiet.
All to the boys and girls there, congratulations. That's wonderful. That's a first on Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much. Okay, and we'll see Pat and Jill when they get back here.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
Thanks, kids. Have a good day.
Well, congratulations, Ms. Jaborowski, and to all the children there. That's great. Had a well orchestrated. I think sometimes we forget an award like this is achieved, but the effect it has both on faculty, on students, on the entire faith community, it's more than just you know, principals walking in and saying, oh, isn't this wonderful, but has a tremendous rippling down effect.
Well, I think the fact that it's really great to have the kids there.
That was fun.
But, you know, they're so much responsible for this. We do an awful lot of work with them, for them, but they're the ones who are out there really working hard at night, and also the parents helping and coaching and encouraging the kids to do their homework to be able to achieve what they have been able to achieve. So that's really great to have heard them be part of this whole program. So congratulations to not only that school, but also all three of the schools to the kids for their tremendously hard work.
And there's just a lot of enthusiasm attached with it, and hear the kids in the background shouting. Pat, are the children, I mean, they're in the background, you know, yelling and cheering, but are they really aware of just what this award means? I mean, this is an incredible achievement.
I think they are, mostly the older ones. I remember that Friday when we received word that we got the blue ribbon, one of the first graders said to one of the teachers, does that mean? He saw a big truck coming by and said, is that truck bringing our blue ribbon to us? So I think all of them really know what it's about. The older ones have more concept, but they're all very excited about it. You know, my music teacher wrote a song for the Blue Ribbon School, and they've been singing that because we're going to be having something on Wednesday. So they were practicing that, and they're all excited about that. Even like the first graders know it already. So, yeah, they do know what it's all about, and they're really excited about it.
Ben,
well, that's what I'd like to maybe focus in on for a few seconds here is this whole idea of test data. It'd be really interesting to hear exactly, because you're one of those groups that achieved at a very high level, mm-hmm. Top 10% of the state. And maybe you give some idea of how that comparison was made and how that determination was made. Ann or John?
Well, it really, they look at the test scores to see how many are 90 and 95th above the national norm. And you really have to have almost 100% to do that.
100% above the 90%?
Above the national norm.
The national norm.
Now, Sister Ann, this would be from what grade up?
Well, we did it from third grade through eighth grade.
So you're talking then at St. Anne's in Barrington from third grade to eighth grade, almost 100% of the children rank at 90% or above
yes.
the norm.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Our fifth graders last year was 100% from in reading, 98 in language arts, 98 in math, 100%, and 100% in science and social studies.
You know, if I had been in school with you at that time,
you wouldn't have been that high.
Brought the level down. I dropped the school out.
But I think, again, this goes back to what Nick just said. It goes back to what the teachers are really doing. Mm-hmm. But it also, it's on the work that the children are producing, but also the support of the parents.
And, John, what about St. Thomas
and
Villanova?
You know, St. Thomas, we're lucky to have a wonderful group of high achievers. You know, there's no doubt about it that our kids really are motivated, and that starts at home with the parents. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful support group from moms and dads that,
John, time out. What do you mean a support group for moms and dads? What is this?
Well, I mean, the support group in the sense that, you know, the kids go home, and mom and dad are there to encourage them, to help them with their homework. You know, that doesn't happen everywhere. You know, we're lucky that our schools have that support group from our parents. And that is unbelievably important into making these kids achieve at this high level.
And what's also very interesting, John, is you're in an area that parents can make choices, both from the Catholic school perspective or from the public school in that area. And so then you're working triply hard because it's extremely competitive in your area.
Absolutely. The focus on this award is extremely important from a marketing standpoint because we are in areas where the local public schools are extremely good schools. And we need the people to know that, you know what, we're as good academically as they are, if not better, and yet we still have a faith-based education where people can come and express their Catholicity.
What we're going to do is we're going to go into break time coming up on 9:29 on a Monday morning here in Chicago on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich on Relevant Radio 820 AM here in Chicago. We are taking your phone calls, maybe more students, more teachers, more parents at 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. Stay with us for the third quarter of our Catholic Schools Today. We'll be back after a break. Do not touch that dial.
It's not too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Now welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Time coming up on 9:32 in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackless, along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, the Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And today we're having a special program celebrating the winners of the No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School recipients from the U.S. Department of Education, and in studio from St. Anne's in Barrington, Sister Ann Bush, from St. Lawrence O'Toole in Matson, Miss Patricia Freilich, and from St. Thomas of Villanova in Palatine, Mr. John LaRoche.
Yeah, I think this is really unusual that we have four schools that have received Blue Ribbon recognition. That doesn't happen very often, and we certainly, again, are very proud. And as we do this celebration, we are going to have a number of celebrations. We were talking about that a little bit, but we'd like to hear about that. And also, as we go around, just comment about how you're going to use this information, because this is not a light you put underneath a basket. This is a light you hold up. And so how are you going to hold up this light? John, maybe you want to start.
Well, first of all, you know, we have a marketing committee in place through our school board that is very instrumental in helping us market the school. We're always looking for new students, so if you're listening, please come by and visit. But we have a large pep rally planned for tomorrow. We, like many of the schools, not only here but everywhere, we feed into our local Catholic high schools. And so our St. Viator's pep band and cheerleaders are coming to join us for our pep rally. And, of course, we're going to have some guest speakers. Our principal that retired, Kathy Carlson, is coming. We have some of our local politicians that are coming to address us, although some are sending their representatives because they're busy in Washington. And then, of course, we are having a celebration this weekend after Mass. The children will be at all the Masses, and we'll have some speakers there. And again, this is a community effort. This is a parish effort, and this is something that we all want to enjoy and revel in, and not only present the school in a good light, but the parish.
So the whole celebration, John, is going way beyond the boundaries of St. Thomas of Villanova.
Absolutely.
To the wider community, which is something to be celebrated. Pat, how about over at St. Lawrence O'Toole?
We're going to have a celebration this Wednesday. We have the students wrote essays about what it means to be a Blue Ribbon School, and they'll be reading some of those. Nick will be at the celebration. Our band will be playing. As I said, our music teacher, wrote a blue ribbon song. All the children will be getting blue ribbons, and then we'll be doing something more in January again, just to kind of around enrollment time.
Around Catholic Schools Week
enrollment time, we'll be doing something more at that time,
well,
too.
Well, that is terrific. Sister Anne from St. Anne.
Well, we're doing our big one in
St.
January.
St. Anne from Sister Anne, okay.
I know. Somebody asked me if the name had to be the same. I said yes. We're doing our big celebration in January again. But we've done little things since it has happened. We've had a blue day. We had a no homework day. And on Friday, while we were in Washington, they did SAS out on the street, and we had a photographer take the picture from the roof with all the children with their T-shirts. So I'm kind of excited to get back. We have a small pep rally this afternoon. We have a special mass on Wednesday in which I'm going to honor the teachers at that point.
So again, like the other parishes, the other schools, really making it a community and a
Absolutely.
Wider community celebration. We're going to go back to the phones here. They're starting to really light up. Jerry from St. Thomas of Villanova and Palatine, welcome to Catholic Schools Today. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very exciting, although the congratulations doesn't go to me. It goes to the school.
Now, are you a parent? Are you a teacher?
I am a parent. I'm also on the school board.
And how many children do you have in the school?
I have a second grader and one that will soon be there, but not there yet.
Okay. So, again, as Dr. Nick says, you'll be there for a long time. Now, Jerry, as a parent from St. Thomas of Villanova, what's been the reaction among parents, among the entire faith community?
I think there's a tremendous amount of excitement, throughout all of the parents that I've spoken with, as well as the larger church community. And I think, a lot of the excitement comes from the fact that, it goes beyond the test scores. The test scores are only a piece of what makes us a blue ribbon school. You have to have a fully integrated curriculum with dedicated teachers, a supportive, caring environment. There's a lot of individual attention to enable the children to really achieve their full potential. And so it's all of those things that are coming together, and the recognition of that, that the Blue Ribbon brings, that, really generates excitement for us.
Well, and it's parents like you, Jerry, who are so instrumental in making everything run smoothly when we have, whether it's a Blue Room committee or the moms help us out at lunch or, whatever you do on a daily basis, because that's what it takes. We are a community of learners, and it takes everybody to get to this point of achievement.
And I think what's interesting, Jerry, you've said something that triggered a thought. A lot of what happens is done behind the scenes, working with a child, a lot of the care. A lot of parenting, sometimes a child does not realize the sacrifices of a parent until they themselves are parenting. And so sometimes you miss it in the present moment, but you've really talked about the importance of what's going on behind the scenes, of the whole community working together. So Jerry from St. Thomas of Villanova and Palatine, thank you very much for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. We're going to go right back to the phone, and we have Diane, another parent from St. Thomas of Villanova and Palatine. John, did you set up these phone calls?
I did not, okay. but I'm certainly glad that they called.
Diane, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Sorry. I am so thrilled and excited that my son is attending a school.
What grade?
That has been named. He is a first grader in Ms. Klotz's first grade classroom. And I am so excited for these kids, as well as the other students in the class, or in the school, I should say. You have no idea. I get goosebumps every time I think about it. I'm just so, so excited for them. They deserve it, and the parents deserve it, and the faculty as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I can't tell you how proud I am.
Well, we're all proud of everybody, and of course, Mrs. Klotz has been at our school for over 20 years. In fact, her daughter is in eighth grade. That's one thing that's kind of unique to Catholic schools. We have a lot of teachers, and their children are there at the same time.
Yeah.
And it makes for a wonderful, wonderful environment.
Absolutely. One of the nice things I see here is that we have school board members calling, and of course that's part of our Genesis plan, is to strengthen our school board efforts. And you can see that you need a strong school board to have a strong school, and that's what you're reflecting here. They've got a number of school board members who have called to express support, and also the tremendous contribution that the school board has made.
I think it's a great point, and Diane, I want to thank you for that phone call. We're going to go
You're
to the lines
welcome.
Here. Thank God
thank
bless.
You.
Have a great day, Diane.
You too. Thank
and
you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Joining us now by phone is Marcia Larson, the assistant principal at St. Teresa in Palatine, because the principal Mrs. Dorothy Abersold is ill, so she's out today. And so Marcia Larson, the assistant principal at St. Teresa in Palatine, congratulations.
Maybe I should talk to Marcia since I used to be the assistant principal at St. Teresa.
Hello,
Jen, Marcia.
How are you, Jen? And I was wondering if you were going to remember, I was just a lowly teacher in the classroom back then. John was one of our leaders.
There are no such thing as lowly. You are a wonderful third grade teacher, and you are, I'm sure, even a more wonderful assistant principal.
So, John, you were the assistant at St. Teresa.
That's correct.
And then Marcia was a third grade teacher.
That's correct.
Well, the thing is, now, Marcia, please stay on the line. We want to hear your story from St. Teresa and Palatine, but we need to go to a break. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Zakowicz, along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, with a cast of thousands in the studio. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute, and do not touch that dial.
It's all about Jesus, how we know Him, relate to Him, and join in His mission. We must always grow in faith. The Chicago Catechetical Conference on November 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont aims to help. The conference theme, "Who Do You Say That I Am?" is as important today as it was to the apostles. 3 keynote addresses, one on Friday morning by Cardinal Francis George, and 84 presentations provide a rich variety for mind and heart. Attend one or both days. For information, phone the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, 312-243-3700, or visit the conference webpage at catechesis-chicago.org. Again, 312-243-3700 and catechesis-chicago.org.
The Siena Center at Dominican University invites you to Encountering the Other, an experience of Muslim-Catholic dialogue. This fourth and final event in the Matthew J. Lamb dialogue series, Muslim-Catholic Understanding, will be held on Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Priory campus of Dominican University in River Forest. Muslim and Catholic participants in the dialogue between the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago and the Archdiocese of Chicago will host their regular session. You will have an opportunity to first observe and then to participate. Admission is free. To reserve your place, please contact the Siena Center at 708-714-9105. That's 708-714-9105. Join us for an informative evening of conversation and friendship between Muslims and Catholics.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Zakowicz. We are still taking phone calls at 312-751-1979. 312-751-1979. The phones have been lighting up. And we have to say goodbye to Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Is off to a meeting, so he left during the break. But Marcia Larson, the assistant principal at St. Teresa in Palatine, joining us by phone. You were the fourth recipient from the Archdiocese of Chicago. And just tell us, what's the experience been like since St. Teresa was named one of the winners?
Well, the experience has been truly unique. And we are so proud, but yet we recognize our duty to humility in this. There are many schools that would have the same genuine, strong curriculum that we have in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We were fortunate enough to have a group of dedicated parents and administrators and faculty members who were willing to create a document that reflected all the excellence that's going on at our school. And so we truly know that, in essence, we stand on the shoulders of giants as we accept this award. We recognize the wonderful faculty that we have and the outstanding parent community, which are such a crucial part of our school and our success at St. Teresa.
Now, Marcia, what is happening either last week or this week or the weeks to come to celebrate this prestigious award?
Well, just this morning, we celebrated at 8 o'clock Mass the award that our principal was here for the award. She brought it and displayed it to the children. We had a representative from the village of Palatine that came and gave us a certificate of recognition, which always
is nice to get that recognition from the outside community. And Mr. Paul Maloney from the Archdiocese came as well and encouraged the students to continue to strive for excellence as we receive this award, but recognize that it is important to keep looking forward. Our motto here is when good is not enough, better is expected. And we try to motivate our faculty and our students with that same philosophy. So we also will be giving the children pencils. The faculty is getting little mugs, little things that are a visual reminder of all that has gone on here. We also are dedicating a new flagpole that will display the blue ribbon flag at our school for all to see and recognize.
Now, Marcia, what's been the response of the children? I realize a child in first, second, third grade, you know, so young, doesn't really have a clue. They can get caught up with the excitement. But what's been the reaction to some of the older children regarding being a winner?
The response from the older children, I think, is one of a continuation of the expectations that are on them, that they feel from their parents, from the faculty members. And I think the fact that they have succeeded and excelled in a national forum, they're able to understand that hard work and outstanding results does merit recognition. We try to encourage leadership at our school. We are very much involved with character building. And I think this kind of award demonstrates for them that if you do put your nose to the grindstone, if you give of yourself in school and at the community level, your self-esteem increases, and you are recognized for that. So that's what we're hoping they feel.
You know, it's very interesting as you used an important word. The word is humility, because there's many other schools who could easily have been named recipients of this prestigious award. And so that sense of humility, it's all a gift from God, but also from a very practical point of view. You know, we always talk about, well, you're as good as your last performance. You talk about football team, a baseball team, an academic piece of art that you may create. But also, as once mentioned, you're as good as your next performance, which means each day is a gift from God, and to give it 100%. And that's using our gifts from God always for others. We're going to go back to the phones here, and we have Rob from St. Anne in Barrington. Rob, welcome to Catholic Schools Today, and congratulations to the entire community.
Well, thank you very much. I just wanted to call and congratulate Sister Anne. We're very fortunate at St. Anne that we not only have a great school, but most importantly, it's a great Catholic school.
But I'll tell you, that's a tremendous comment. Sister Anne, want to respond to Rob, one of the parents?
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I think the congratulations goes to everyone. I don't think it just belongs to me. I really feel that this award, I accepted in the name of the school, but I really accept it for the teachers, the students, and the parents. It's our award.
And Rob, you have a child or children in what grade?
I have a couple children there. I have a first grade son there and a fourth grade son there.
Now, are you involved on the school board or any part of the school or the entire community?
I do get involved with the school. I'm not on the school board there.
Okay, John, you're going to comment about Rob.
No, well, I just think that Sister made a good point when she said that, you know, this is, again, a team effort, you know, and we are very much a Catholic school. You know, I think that's important that people realize that, you know, we're a great academic school, but we're a Catholic school. And our faith is very important to us, and the teachings of the children go beyond what is in the books. It's character, it's morals, it's the things that we want them to be good citizens to become.
Well, there's no question that when Rob talks about we are in being a Catholic school, we better be different. We better be different as
correct.
A faith-based education. Rob, I want to thank you very much for that phone call. And again, congratulations to the entire community at St. Anne's in Barrington. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break.
Thanks,
a little
Rob.
Bit early here. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and our guests are Sister Anne Bush, Miss Patricia Frelick. We have Marcia from St. Anne's in Barrington, Larson, and Mr. John LaRoche, all winners of the No Child Left Behind Blue School Ribbon program. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. The price is only $35, well below market price if you order by Thanksgiving. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Poverty is no stranger to Illinois. The number of people living in poverty in this state has jumped by more than 30% in the last 5 years. We have the highest rate of deep poverty in the Midwest. The poor are not only growing in numbers, they're also getting poorer. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development breaks the cycle of poverty. It funds programs to create jobs, increase affordable housing, and protect the rights of workers, seniors, immigrants, and the disabled. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Help break the cycle of poverty.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George travels to Rome for the canonization of Mother Theodore Guerin. We'll talk to the Cardinal about his trip. Priests for Justice discuss why there's a need for immigration reform in the United States. We'll take you to that news conference. And we'll introduce you to a pastor who was recently honored for putting his life on the line so one of his parishioners could live.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and we're going to go right back to the phones. We have a parent from St. Teresa in Palatine. Diana, welcome to the program this morning, coming up on 9:52 in Chicago. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Father. I'd like to congratulate everyone, and especially Mrs. Larson. I am a parent from St. Teresa School. I've had two boys go through school and go on to public high school, and then my youngest is a seventh grader right now at St. Teresa's. And I just want to say how wonderful St. Teresa's have been for their spiritual and academic formation, especially my older boys who were totally prepared, and I can just see in their everyday life how the morals and the character building and the spiritual building that they learned through St. Teresa is carrying with them. And as my older one is off to college, I am a little bit nervous, but I feel confident that the things that we have taught him as parents and the school reinforced will truly make him all the other children disciples of Christ.
Well, Diana, I think, first of all, thank you for that wonderful phone call. You really hit on two important words, the spiritual and the academic components for that faith-based education. And I always say that good parenting does two things. You ground, you give the child and the children roots deep in the faith of our tradition, but good parenting also means you give a child wings. They've got to fly. They've got to fly. You know, they go off to college or they go off to work, and that can be scary, but they leave the nest, but you give them roots in the faith of the soil, and that comes from the education where in any Catholic grammar school or high school, we are not primary. The parents are primary, but we work closely with you. And, Diana, thank you for that call on Catholic Schools Today. Marcia, want to respond to
yes,
Diana?
Thank you. I would. Diana Olson is a perfect example
of the commitment that makes our school so successful. She and her husband are very involved. She presently is president of our Parents Association. And anything that we need, she is already willing to help. And if she's not able to, she has resources that she pulls from. And that collaboration between the parents and between educators is what develops that positive attitude towards school that spills off to their children and makes us this excellent community that we are. It's truly the parent involvement that separates, I think, parochial education from public education in the sense that these parents are vesting financial assets that they could be using in other areas, but they are very committed to Catholic education.
What I want to do for a second, Marcia, I'm going to get to all of our principals, and you're an assistant principal. What are you doing coming up probably in January regarding an open house? And also, if you have available, give us a website or phone number for people to learn more about your school. What do you have geared for the open house coming up?
We have an open house that we tag on with our Catholic School Week. The Catholic schools throughout the Archdiocese participate in Catholic Schools Week, and we will be having an open house after our 11:30 Mass on January 28th. Our open house is from 12:30 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Our phone number here, if I can share
please
that with
yes.
the people, 847-359-1820.
That number once again, Marcia?
847-359-1820. We do have a very healthy website.
And that would be what?
St. Teresa School, www.stteresaschool.com. And all that information is regularly updated by family, parents at our school community. We also have an information night that will be coming up on January 29th for any new prospective parents that maybe would like to speak one-on-one with faculty at our school. It's a more intimate environment and lends itself a little more to actually asking those questions, those hard questions.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm now going to move because in the last 2 minutes, Sister Ann from St. Ann, what do you have regarding open house in Catholic Schools Week?
We have open house during Catholic School Week, too. It's on Tuesday. I don't know the date at this point.
It's going to be the last Tuesday in January.
Right. And that's from 9 until 11:30. We have a website. It's under construction at the point, but we're revising. It's sascardinals.com.
Once again.
sascardinals.com.
And what about a phone number?
And the phone number is 847-381-0311.
And Pat from St. Lawrence, O'Toole and Matson.
Also, we'll have an open house that Sunday, January 28th, from 11:30 to probably 1:30. Our phone number is 708-747-3322.
That number once again.
708-747-3322.
And then that open house kicks off Catholic Schools
kicks
Week.
Kicks off Catholic Schools
at your
Week,
school.
Correct.
John?
Yes, well, St. Thomas will also be joining everybody with an open house in Catholic Schools Week. It'll be on that first Sunday, the 28th, and it'll follow our Mass. Everybody is certainly welcome to come to our open house, but not only at that time, any time. You know, we would like people to visit our school and take a tour and see what a great place it is and what we have to offer.
Now, John, what about a phone number?
Our phone number at school is area code 847-358-2110.
That number again?
And that's 847-358-2110, and I answer my own phone, and Trish, my assistant, does too, and we'll walk you around and show you what a great Catholic school is, just like all the schools are.
Now, do you have a website?
STV.org.
How about once again?
STV.org.
Okay, and how about in the last couple of seconds here, any closing comments? Marcia, I know you joined us on the phone late, but has reaction by everybody just been incredible like all the other schools?
It sure has. Our staff is very, very proud. They're a committed staff, and again, it just has validated for them the quality of education, the sacrifices that they've made with their own families. You know, financially, we know that parochial schools don't pay as well. But this is a very dedicated group of staff, and they are extremely proud to get this recognition.
Well, I want to say thank you to all of our guests here. They have been the recipients of the No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School winners, And we have from St. Anne in Barrington, a guest has been Sister Anne Bush, the principal, and from St. Lawrence O'Toole in Matson, Miss Patricia Freilich, and from St. Thomas of Villanova in Palatine, Mr. John LaRoche, principal, and by phone from St. Teresa in Palatine, the assistant principal, we have Mrs. Marcia Larson. So to all of our school recipients, not only to you, because you've said it clearly, it's not just you being recognized, but it's the faculty, the students, the parents, the entire community. I also want to say a special thank you to our producers, Ryan Blackburn and Elisa Mejia, and our engineer, Brian Brock, for doing such a great job. So thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today.
And thank you, Father, for having us on here and letting us tell you about the great schools that we are all at, but that are all in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Says it all. God bless. Great week to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.